Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
That's right, my friends. You are listening to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out. I really appreciate it. I am Rick Mulready, your host of this here podcast. Happy holidays. How's everything going? If you're new here to the show, what's going on? Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Make sure that you subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes here on the podcast. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back. I super appreciate you tuning in each and every week. As always, my friends, my goal for the podcast here is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact. You could help more people and in the process have a better life, because all those things, that's what this is all about, right? Now, on today's show, I want to share what I think that you should be thinking about and doing to set yourself up for success marketing your business online in 2019. But before we get into that, I want to start out this episode by just saying thank you. Thank you for an amazing year on this podcast. We had the biggest year on the podcast here that I've ever had. And it's all thanks to you. So thank you for being such amazing listeners. I hear from so many of my guests that I have on the show here, and they message me after the show and they're blown away at the outreach from all of you after they've been on the show. I've had several people who reach out to me and they say, dude, I've been on lots of podcasts. Like, they've been interviewed hundreds of times, and never before have they had the kind of outreach that they have when they're on the Art of Paid Traffic. And that is all to you guys. So thank you for that. Thank you for all the comments and the feedback, and for being students of my programs and what I have to offer and showing up each and every week. I sincerely appreciate all of your attention. I do this show for you. I love helping you grow your business, and I only want to see success for you. And 2019 is only going to get bigger and better here on the podcast and with the business and helping you in bigger and better ways. And so I'm so excited for you. And thank you again so much for everything from the bottom of my heart. Now, with that, let's transition to talking about what's in store for 2019. How should you be thinking about things to set yourself up for success in marketing your business online next year? Okay. And the first thing is, and I talk about this all the time on the podcast here, I think I talk about it in every episode, is testing. You gotta be testing. You gotta have the right mindset when it comes to growing your business. And with that, you need to be willing to test and not give up at the first sign that something isn't going your way or isn't working like you thought it should be working. You know, when something quote unquote isn't working, I'm using air quotes right now, it's an indication to test something else, right? That's good information, the fact that something's not working. That could be frustrating, could be like, oh, I wish it was working right now, but that's okay. Stay with it. You know, marketing your business online is all about that. You got to have the right mindset. And along with having the right mindset, you need to take 100% responsibility for your success. Okay. I saw this a lot from just various people, whether it's students or whatever this year, where they did not take 100% responsibility for their success. Okay. This is a hard thing to do. This is a hard thing to wrap your head around. Like, I went through years of, you know, if something went wrong or somebody didn't, like somebody, you know, maybe on my team didn't do something right or whatever in my eyes, you know, I blamed. But you have to take 100% responsibility, even if like somebody on your team messes up, or maybe you've been given the exact steps on how to accomplish something and you don't implement it. There's no one to blame but yourself. Don't blame somebody else. Take 100% responsibility. And when you take 100% responsibility in your business, it is going to grow. Okay. So I realize that's not like a trend or anything like that, but I want to start this episode out right there. Mindset, testing, 100% responsibility. When you do those things, your business will grow. Okay. So be thinking about that right now if you're not already doing those things and thinking about things in that way. The next thing for 2019 that I want you thinking about is less is more. You've heard about the whole 80-20 principle, right? Where 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. Well, there's a whole lot of shiny objects out there, right? And strategies that we can be employing in our business to grow it. I mean, heck, on the podcast here, I'm sharing something basically new every single week, right? Multiple times a week. And it can be very easy to be like, ooh, that sounds pretty cool. I think I'm going to try that. Or I think I'm going to try adding this in there or what? Okay. Less is more, my friends. When you spread yourself too thin, that's when things start to suffer. So don't try and take on too much and do everything. And right here, my friends, I'm speaking from experience as we tried to do too much in 2018. And that's more from me. This is my business and it comes from the top down here in the business as far as the vision, right? And so, you know, and spreading myself too thin, spreading the team too thin, that changes. And so going into next year, our motto is strategic less is more, really focusing on the 80-20 in our business. Okay. And I want you thinking about your business in the same way. Less is more. Your business will grow when you do less is more because you get to focus on the quality of the things that you're working on and building bigger audiences for whatever that you've got working on launch or whatever it might be. Okay. So less is more. Think about that 80-20 principle and your business will grow in 2019 as a result of it. The next thing you need to be thinking about in 2019. And I saw this a lot this year from all different types of people, whether they're students or listeners or just people I had conversations with, is make sure that you take a step back and look at your sales funnel from like a 10,000 foot view. Okay. Don't get too caught up in just your Facebook ads, for example. Yeah, of course, your Facebook and Instagram ads are super important, but you've got to be sure that you're looking at the entire funnel, right? How is each point along your funnel affecting your KPIs that you're trying to reach? Because when you look at your funnel holistically and you know your numbers along the way, that's when you can make educated decisions on what changes that you want to test out, okay? It's very easy to get caught up in the little individual pieces of our sales funnels. But in order to really truly get a sense of how well our funnel's doing, we've got to take a step back and look at our funnel from a 10,000 foot view. That way we can kind of hone in on, ooh, something's not working well over here and it's less overwhelming. And I say, okay, I could focus on this, you know, doing some tests here to try to make some improvements. Okay. So take a step back and look at your funnel from a 10,000 foot view. The next thing for 2019 that I really want you thinking about setting yourself up for success is this whole concept of trust. I'm laughing because this is a basic thing, a foundational thing, right? Be thinking about trust and establishing trust with your target customers, your target audience. Be authentic to who you are and be transparent. Don't be afraid to be transparent along the way. Why? Well, consumers are bombarded, right, with sales and marketing messages all day, every day. I wish I had that number actually in front of me. I should have researched that, what that number is. I know there's a number out there, like how many pieces of marketing material or advertisements we see on a daily basis. It's just mind-boggling. There's so much info and data out there to help people make decisions that the more that you can build trust, the more that you can be transparent and authentic to who you are, what your business stands for, and why you create the products and services that you do, the more people are going to gravitate towards you. So think about that. I'm going to read that sentence again. Because there's so much information and data out there to help people make decisions, they're being bombarded with, you know, with messages all day long, every day. Okay. So the quicker and the more deeply that you can build trust, the more that you can be transparent and authentic to who you are, even with your flaws, right? Communicate what your business stands for and why you create the products and services that you do. Why do you do what you do? Let people know that. The more that people will gravitate towards you, okay? This is something that I heard personally all year long from my students, like new students joining my programs or new students joining my accelerator program or coming to my live events or whatever. I don't know how many people it was, but it was a lot of people. I heard it all year long where they just said to me, they're like, I trust you. You're just a regular person and you're authentic. And I like that about you. And, you know, that's not me doing something intentional. That's just me being me. But be thinking about that. Are you showing up in that way to your target audience? Okay. So be building trust, be focusing on trust, being authentic to who you are, and be transparent when you're doing things, as you're doing things, and show that. Show that on social media. Show that in your marketing. Don't be afraid to, don't hide behind that. People are going to connect with you more. All right, the next thing that you've got to be thinking about to set yourself up for success in 2019, this isn't new. I said the same thing at the end of last year, and that is video. Video is only continuing to become more important as a platform to market your business. Instagram stories, Facebook stories, video ads that tell stories. Notice a key word there, stories. Facebook Live, using Facebook's engagement audiences so that you can retarget people based on how long they watch your video, and then using that retargeting to move people through your customer journey, right? Video is where it's at, my friends, and it's only becoming a more important strategy and channel here, okay? I did a quick tip episode a couple of episodes ago about Facebook stories and Instagram stories. Mark Zuckerberg came out and said during his Q3 quarterly earnings call, saying that Facebook stories could become very quickly more important and more engaged with than the content in the newsfeed. And they realized that they haven't done a very good job of monetizing Facebook stories, for example, in a smart way. And I say in a smart way because they have to be balancing, right, the user experience along with the advertising side. So video. Now, with that, users' attention span is only getting shorter, right? And so as I was talking about before, of course, you've got to be testing different lengths of video. But the trend here in throughout 2018 has been towards shorter videos, say like 2 minutes and under. Now, again, with that said, of course, you can be creating longer ones and they could definitely be effective. But this, again, comes down to testing different video lengths. You've got to be creating different lengths of content when it comes to video in order to see what works the best. Now, speaking of getting better at telling stories, I recommend Donald Miller's book, Building a Story Brand. Really, really good. Gives you just some amazing insight and strategies for how to tell a better story about your business, about your products, and about your services. And you can incorporate that into your videos. Okay. So video, get on it. Be thinking about it for 2019. Set yourself up for success. If you're not doing video right now, you're missing a huge, huge opportunity, and it is only going to become more important as time goes on in 2019. All right. The next thing you got to be thinking about for 2019 to set yourself up for success in growing your business online is Messenger ads. We just wrapped up a few episodes ago a mini series all about Messenger ads. We did four episodes back to back to back to back. And Facebook Messenger marketing is only going to become more prevalent, more important, growing from a technology perspective. There's one point at the time recording this at the end of 2018, there are 1.3 billion with a B Facebook Messenger users and 1.5 billion WhatsApp users, which Facebook also owns. And so here are some stats along with that. 10 billion messages are exchanged between people and businesses every single month. Between people and businesses every month, 10 billion messages. 78% of people using smartphones will message every month by the end of 2018. And Facebook has recently added WhatsApp as a destination in Ads Manager at the ad set level, meaning you can now run ads that start conversations with people in WhatsApp. This was just a matter of time before this happened. All this means is that there's huge opportunity with Messenger marketing, and it's only going to grow and become more mainstream. So why Messenger marketing? Why Facebook Messenger? Well, it allows you to have a one-to-one conversation rather than a one-to-many conversation, which after all is the foundation of marketing, right? Having a one-to-one conversation and trying to help somebody. So have a conversation with somebody that you can, so you can connect with them and try to help them. That's what this is all about. The more personalized conversations is very much a trend as we go through the end of 2018 and into 2019. You know, I talked about before where, you know, consumers are just getting so many messages thrown at them, and there's so much data and there's so much information out there that they can use. They are more likely going to buy from businesses that they're able to engage with. And Facebook Messenger allows you to do that. Facebook Messenger ads allow you to do that, right? And with so many people using Messenger, it's about having that conversation where they are, right? I know this is a novel idea, right? But it allows you to have a conversation where these consumers are, where your consumers are. Have a one-to-one conversation with them. Now, I don't necessarily mean you have to personally sit in front of, you know, your laptop manning the Messenger feed or somebody on your team, although it is a very good, and I'm going to talk about this in just a second, it's a great strategy to make sure that you are keeping an eye on that, or someone on your team is keeping an eye on it. In addition to using automation platforms like Opesta or ManyChat or ChatFuel or the other platforms out there. Okay. And so I look at Messenger marketing as having a three-pronged approach: branding and awareness, customer service, like we just talked about, and then also at the bottom of the funnel, very much driving sales. And I'm not going to repeat all this stuff right now because I did break all this down for you a couple weeks ago here in the podcast in the first episode in our mini series on Messenger marketing. It was episode 218, entitled "Is Facebook Messenger for You? Your 2019 Messenger Marketing Game Plan." So if you've not yet listened to that episode, I go about an hour talking all about Messenger marketing, how to use Messenger marketing in your business. Okay. All right. The next thing to be thinking about to set yourself up for success marketing your business online in 2019 is, and this is not news, it's only going to get more competitive on Facebook, and costs will continue to rise. Now, with that said, Facebook and Instagram are still the most efficient and cost-effective way to market your business online and to be reaching your target audience at scale. Okay? Costs have been going up for the past couple of years. And I heard about this a lot in the second half of 2018 from students and listeners, and it's like, why am I cost so much? Well, that's the price of, you know, for advertising on and marketing on Facebook, costs have increased. But where else are you going to go? Of course, for the right types of businesses, there are Google and YouTube and stuff like that. But with those platforms comes their own challenges as well. Facebook and Instagram, my friends, are still the most cost-effective and efficient ways to be marketing your business online. Okay? And with the more competition and costs increasing, companies who have been spending big on TV are going to start spending less money on TV and their ads, and they're bringing their video ad dollars online, specifically to mobile, because online video viewership is increasing as the TV viewership is decreasing. It's starting to level out. Okay. So mobile usage, I'm going to talk more about this in a minute, is absolutely increasing. That shouldn't be, you know, any kind of groundbreaking news there. Okay. But these companies who have been spending big on TV, they're going to start moving their ad dollars to online video. And so for platforms like Facebook and Instagram, it's going to increase the competition and costs will go up. So what does that mean for you? What does that mean for this increased competition and cost? Well, you're going to have to truly understand your target customers so that you're speaking directly to them. Again, novel, right? If we're marketing our business, we got to understand our target customers. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had this year with people where they just don't understand their target customers. Guys, this is fundamental stuff right here. You have to understand your target customers on a holistic level. Okay. And I'm going to break that down, what I mean more about that in here in just a second. And with that, as you understand your target customer more deeply, you're going to have to get creative and test different creative and offers and ad types. And again, this goes back to testing. It's probably testing a lot more than you're used to. Okay. And speaking of understanding your target customers, this means understanding all of the subsegments of your target audience so that you could be speaking directly to them. Don't think of your target audience as simply one big audience. There's several sub audiences that in that audience that are going to require different messages and offers to attract them, because they have different pain points, right? They're at different points of your customer journey. So you need to speak to them accordingly. I talked extensively about this, about breaking down your audience into subsegments here on the podcast a lot. You know, as an example, for my FB Ad Manager program, so sure, my target audience is Facebook ad managers, but that's my overall audience, right? But there's subsegments of people within that target audience. For example, one audience would be somebody who doesn't know Facebook ads, but yet knows the opportunity that exists with a Facebook ads business. And so that's one audience. Another audience is somebody who knows Facebook ads already, but doesn't have a Facebook ads business and wants to start one. A third audience would be somebody who already has a Facebook ads business, and now they want to scale. They're not really sure how to scale their business. How do they put systems and processes and hire a team? Okay. Those are three different conversations, wouldn't you agree, that I would need to have with those people or in each of those segments. But if I had just stopped at, okay, I want to reach Facebook ad managers, well, that's not solving much. I'm having one conversation where, you know, that conversation is going to go way over the head of one of those groups of people and land with another. So you've got to make sure that you are sub-segmenting your audience and speaking directly to them, okay? This is about being relevant to your target audience and adding value to them, okay? That's what this is all about, adding value, creating content. We're going to talk about content right now. But being of value and being seen as a trusted source of value to your target audiences. And you can't do that until you have a full understanding of that target audience. So speaking of value, you need to be thinking about how you can create helpful content for your target audience in lots of different forms, right? Video, voice, like a podcast here, written word. Everyone consumes content in different ways. So you want to be reaching them where they are, especially on mobile. Right? You have to be creating content and ads with mobile usage in mind. I mean, Facebook is very quickly enhancing their instant experience, which is formerly known as the canvas ad types, to make the mobile sales and shopping experience that much more integrated and that much more seamless for the end user. That's just one example. You've got to be creating your content and your ads from a mobile perspective. Okay. The next area to think about for setting yourself up for success in 2019 in marketing your business online is voice. And this is something that Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about. He's been talking about it pretty much all year long, kind of since the end of 2017, actually. He talks all about voice, like podcasts, Alexa skills, Google Home, and stuff like that. So this is all very new, right? Not from a podcast perspective, because podcasts have been around for a while. Speaking of podcasts, I get this question a lot. Is it too late to be starting a podcast? Absolutely not. I've got an episode coming up in early January with my buddy John Lee Dumas talking all about the opportunity that exists with sponsoring podcasts, and then also the opportunity that exists for podcasters from a sponsorship perspective. I mean, that's a great conversation that I can't wait to share with you. So it is not too late. If you are considering doing a podcast, absolutely, I cannot recommend it enough. The best thing I've done for my business. And this is my second podcast. So it is not too late. I mean, there's new platforms that are coming out, you know, all the time. I mean, we're Spotify and Pandora is coming out. You got iHeartRadio in addition to iTunes. I mean, there's tons of platforms that are all mainstream where podcasts are being added. Okay. So podcasts for sure. But then we're talking about, you know, platforms like Alexa and Google Home. So be thinking about how you could be creating content for these channels and devices. The voice space is only growing, and it's only a matter of time before companies like Amazon, Google, and Apple are going to launch their own ad platforms around voice. Okay. I mean, in the press online, there's been talk of Amazon approaching brands about implementing ads on their Echo device, which, you know, makes us question, will there soon be paid ad opportunities for voice in the future? I think 100% yes, right? You know, Google doesn't offer this right now with Google Assistant. But again, in the press, a company spokesperson was seen as saying that they're looking, quote unquote, looking at ways to create a business model that will provide a great user experience, right? I don't think it's any earth-shattering news here that this is it's just a matter of time. Okay. So how can we get ready for this now? Well, get comfortable creating content like Alexa skills, which are the bite-sized pieces of voice content on the Alexa devices. You can get comfortable creating content like Alexa skills now, while voice is still very much in its infancy. So you can start to get good at it now. Look for me to be doing more with Alexa skills in 2019. Hint, hint. Okay, the next thing, and we're kind of starting to wrap things up here. If you are a product-based business, so if you're e-commerce, you've got to understand the intricacies of the Amazon marketplace. The Amazon ad platform is only growing and it's getting more complex. So the quicker that you can understand how to take advantage of the Amazon marketplace and the Amazon ad platform, the better off that you're going to be. Okay. I'm going to kind of leave it right there. It's still very much a new advertising channel. I mean, of course, you've been able to do it for a while, right, on the Amazon marketplace. But in doing research on Amazon ads for the podcast here, I mean, I'm reading that brands are hiring in-house people who specialize in Amazon advertising so that they can set the strategy and give direction to their ad agencies. And ad agencies are trying to catch up with all this because the Amazon ad platform is growing so quickly and becoming very complex. There's a lot to it from, you know, not just from the ads, but understanding the search side and reviews and the listings and all that stuff. So the quicker that you can understand how to take advantage of the Amazon ad platform, if you're in the product-based business, you know, if you're in e-commerce, the better off that you're going to be. And so I very much plan on tackling Amazon ads here more on the podcast in 2019. So the last thing I want to mention here to be thinking about, if it makes sense for your business and setting yourself up for success in marketing your business online in 2019, is influencer marketing. This is not something new, right? It's not necessarily new. It gets talked about a lot. And I think for that reason, it's become, I don't want to say saturated, because I think there's still a ton of opportunity there. But I think how it sort of evolved this year, it got kind of spammy and scammy. And so consumers pretty much, they know what's up at this point, right? When it comes to an influencer hawking a product. So if influencer marketing is something that you want to consider taking advantage of in 2019, there's more subtlety being integrated by companies and brands and businesses with influencers, and really shifting more towards transparency and organic endorsements. And that really comes with sort of those longer term relationships between business and influencer. So still very much a great opportunity to partner with an influencer, but I do really think this is shifting more towards that transparency and organicness of the marketing opportunity. So there you have it. These are the areas that I think that you should be focusing on to market your business and set yourself up for success in 2019. And look, Facebook took a beating in 2018, in this year, right? But there are still 2.27 billion with a B monthly active users on Facebook, and Instagram has over a billion monthly active users. That's a lot of people, right? These are still the most efficient and cost-effective platforms and ways to reach your target audiences at scale online. So if you're going to play in their sandbox, you got to be willing to play by their rules and be in it for the ups and downs that come with advertising with Facebook. So you got this. I'm so excited for what's ahead for you in 2019. And you can count on me being right there with you to help you every step of the way through the podcast, through my courses, through my group coaching, through my live events. So, so excited for you and what's ahead. And again, thank you so much for all of your support this year, for listening to the podcast, for just being amazing listeners and students of mine. I super appreciate you, and have an amazing holiday season. And I'll see you right back here on the podcast the first week of January 2019.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.